Well, good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Jen A. I live here in Colorado and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, God. Today is Friday, October 11th. It's 2024 and it's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today we're reading from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous in the chapter titled We Agnostics. You'll find it on page 52, the third paragraph, beginning with When we saw others solve their problems. We're going to read through that one paragraph, ending with, but the God idea did. We're going to comment on that one paragraph only today. Today's readers for Team Friday, we have Deborah R., Tenzin P., Anita L., Elizabeth D., and Karen M. Our newcomer greeter is going to be Benita L., and our second hour moderator is Matt J. F. The reference numbers for yesterday's meeting, Wednesday, October 10th, 2024, are the following. The 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Big Book Study recording is 21,820. That's 21820. The 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Big Book Study recording is 21,821. 21821. Here's the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organizational movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose. It's to carry the message of the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Deborah R. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. This is Deborah R. W. from Michigan, the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
I will now ask Tenzin P. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. Tenzin P. checking in from New York. And here are our beautiful 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsive eating. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, the OA group ought never, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you very much. I pass.
Thank you so much, Deborah R. and Tenzin P. This is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're going to read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on the topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, you're going to press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. So today we're resuming our study in the chapter We Agnostics in the Big Book on page 52, that third paragraph. I will now ask Anita L. to begin reading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Anita L. from outside of Philadelphia. When we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the power of God. Our ideas did not work, but the God idea did. What a beautiful paragraph. I have written at the end here in big capital letters and exclamation point, this is a promise. This is what we are promised. God will do for us what I can't do for myself. And, you know, I came into OA mainly because I was busting out of my clothes at the time. And I thought that losing weight was the answer to all my problems. However, if I look at the paragraph before that we read yesterday, which this morning I reread, I saw all those bedevilments, all those things that caused me to want to eat, to want to take that first bite. And because I have the allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind, I couldn't stop eating. I was having trouble with my personal relationships. You know, my emotional nature was off the charts, crazy, et cetera, et cetera. So all the paragraph before talks about all these things where my life was really unmanageable. So now I look at the paragraph that I just read, which is the total opposite when we saw others. So I couldn't see it in myself. I didn't know what to do myself. But when I came into the 12-step rooms and I saw the glow, I looked in the eyes of the people around me. I heard the recovery, what they had to share. And especially once I finally came to this phone meeting, this beautiful, healthy, strong OA meeting, and heard the answer, the solution of how to get from out within that hole that I jumped into by going into my addictive way. The answer of how I can solve my problem, it's so simple. It's so simple. All I have to do is to rely, depend upon, have trust. First, I have to have faith that there is something outside of me that can restore me to sanity. And when I finally came to believe in that power, then I needed to start to trust. And guys, it took me decades. I hate to say it. I'm such a slow learner. However, I am teachable, and I did learn and am continuing to learn and get a deeper love and faith and trust in this power greater than myself. And I had to stop, or I must stop, doubting that God exists. You know, that was the last thing I wanted. However, it's the first and ultimately most beautiful thing in my life today. God is the first thing I think of in the morning. I open my eyes only to turn off my alarm. And then I close. Thank you. I close them again and become one with my higher power. So have a beautiful day, everyone, and blessings to you. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Anita L. from outside of Philly. We do value everyone who's here on the line today. We ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that other might share their experience too. So share the air, and I will take names of people. You give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, of who would like to share. Go right ahead.
Nancy
Karen
R.
KZ in Missouri.
Nancy
Ron K.
R. Somebody Gina. In Missouri.
Karen KZ.
Nancy P. Did you get?
Sorry, hold on. I got Nancy R. I got Nancy C. I got Nancy E. I got Jean. Jean, is that what's your? Is that
you?
Jean M.
Karen KZ in Missouri.
Did you get
Karen?
Nancy
mm-hmm. I did.
Hannah,
Karen
yes,
KZ
R.
in Missouri. Sorry. Say that again.
Hannah Yetta R. from Texas.
Hannah Yetta R. in Texas.
Karen K.
Roz in California.
Okay. Is there a Karen K and a Karen KC? Can somebody, can you clarify for me?
Yes. There's a Karen KZ
okay,
and a Karen
you.
K.
Karen KZ and a Karen K. You guys are just, it's comical this
Loretta
morning. Wait to hear the light up. I got
Loretta
you, Loretta.
Oh,
yes, ma'am. Loretta was the easiest out of all of them. Okay, this is just great. Okay, happy Friday, everybody. Let's go. We have Nancy R., Nancy C., Jean M., Nancy P., Karen KZ, Hanietta R., Loretta H., and then a Karen K. So with that awesome and amazing lineup, we're going to get started with Nancy R. Good morning, Nancy. Go right ahead.
Good morning. I'm now unmuted. I'm Nancy R. in New York, and I haven't shared on this line in a very long time. I was grateful to hear the lead share, which was wonderful, and grateful that, Jen, you're moderating. I felt comfortable to share. The God idea did our ideas do not work, but the God idea did. I have that highlighted in a color that my sponsor from a few years ago, who had me highlight promise, highlight in a different color, promise, warning, direction, prayer. So, of course, it stands out to me, and I love that. And the beginning of COVID time with the virtual convention, I heard one of a mentor's Hope, one of my OA mentors, Hope, and it stuns me. And I thought, I hear it now. I hadn't heard it before. I was using group for diet support. As I've heard, I'm not alone in that. And I've continued to hear through other, I'd like to say, OA mentors. I could mention different names that are so beloved and that I listen to regularly. And then just recently, because I'm a new sponsor, took a step four, which was very amazing and thrilling. I was way too nervous by taking their step four. But the situation worked out beautifully. And the other thing I want to mention is my sponsor who took me through the 12 steps recently for me to become a new sponsor lost her abstinence. So I recently got a new sponsor who is another one of my mentors. So I wanted to mention that with my gratitude of learning from other people, the Hope that the God idea work. And I have to say that I've had many spiritual experiences. I want to say this out loud. Recently, something happened that was a spiritual experience, no question. And it actually started in an imagination of my imagination. And then it came to pass in a reality about 2 weeks ago that stunned me. And so many different spiritual experiences related back to my religion or not, or otherwise, but this one was related back to my religion. But it was never religion that helped me connect to getting help with my food, or it was never, I didn't think God, my relationship with God would help me. I was in the Jewish religion, Bas Mitzvah, but I did not think as I grew up, even having a feeling towards God or feeling that God was in my life, I certainly did not feel God was there to help me with my yo-yoing and binging and blacking out from the sugar the way I did most of my life. Thank you for your great service. Bye-bye. I pass.
Nancy, thanks, Nancy R. from New York. Great to hear you on the line this morning. Up next, we have Nancy C. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, good morning, Jen. Good morning, family. Nancy C. gratefully recovered this morning in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I love this paragraph because it's the evidence paragraph for me. All my life, I looked for love in all the wrong places, right? I would look for potions, pills, acupuncture, anything to get me to stop eating and to get me thin. And the evidence was there. It didn't work. There was no evidence there. It would work for a while, and then it wouldn't work. And then I came across the bedevilments and looked at that and looked at how messed up my life was and how really full of self and self-centeredness I was, and that I was really messed up. But then somebody pointed me to this great meeting that we're on now, and the evidence in the room was transformational for me. To hear people being just in the throes of eating and no way to stop and were living happy, joyous, and free because they picked up this book and they believed in this power, this something that was outside of them, my Catholic God would never give me the ability to be able to follow through and be loved and be accepted for who I am and help me put the food down and learn a different way of life. This program, the evidence in the room of recovered people who help other people, who live happy, joyous, and free without putting extra stuff in their face, is amazing. And I'm so grateful that each one of you have helped me by your shares, by your showing up, by your keep coming back. that lets me live happy, joyous, and free today. So if you're new, the evidence is there is a way out of that cake plate. Just take somebody's hand. Say you're new. Say you have no idea what you're doing, but you're hearing recovery, and let somebody show you how to get that through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And with that, I pass. Thanks, Jan.
Thanks so much, Nancy C. from Michigan. Up next, we have Jean M., followed by Nancy P. Hey, Jean.
Jean M. from Michigan, Royal Oak, Michigan. I am a brand new member. I just joined like within the last 4 or 5 weeks and had a wonderful sponsor that kind of gave me the foundation, and I've got a new sponsor now already. And I'm working the sixth and seventh steps and getting ready to do the eighth. And I was on the fence over the weekend. I wasn't sure whether I wanted to move forward or not with jumping in feet first or not. And I always considered myself a religious person. I have faith. I belong to an organized religion that is very satisfying and I'm very involved with. But I realized over the weekend when I was contemplating moving forward with step four and everything else, I thought, I don't know if I can do this. And I, straight out of the big book, I balked at these steps and thought, oh my gosh, this is too much for me. And I just realized that my relationship with God was not anywhere near as deep and as personal and as committed as it needed to be for me to live the kind of spiritual life and to grow spiritually in the ways that I wanted and in the ways that this program would take me. And I really felt like I was on the fence. Am I going to move forward with this or not? And I realized through prayer that this is what I needed to do. And the God idea is something that I've had. It's not foreign to me. And yet the depth of my relationship with my God is not what it could be. And I'm finding that out. I'm finding out that if I really turn my life and will over to His will, that my relationship with Him will be so much more profound, and that He can help me in all of the ways that I need, food and everything else. And I hadn't really realized how strong my bond could be. And I'm realizing that now, and I'm very grateful. And I'm moving with the steps, and I've got a wonderful sponsor, and I'm getting the food under control. And I'm very grateful for this program, and I'm grateful for these meetings, and I'm grateful for all of you. And I say these things with a pass.
Thank you so much, Jean M. from Michigan. Glad you're here with us this morning. Thanks for sharing. Up next, we have Nancy P., followed by Karen K.
Hey, good morning, Jen. Good morning, everybody. Nancy P., recovering in Westminster, Massachusetts. I don't usually share more than once a week, but this paragraph is just tectonic, and I had to say something. And, you know, I had lots of ideas that didn't work, and my methods and ideas were legion, but none of them worked ever once. New sponsors, different meetings, twisty food plans, exercise, you know, willpower, all that stuff never worked. The only thing that I was stuck with was my despair and my fear and my pain and my rage. And, you know, how did I know that this meeting and the things that I learned in it from my sponsor and from the fellows in it would work? How did I know that? I mean, how could I know? Just to me, it was just like another thing that I was going to do. And, you know, my conclusion ended up being that since nothing, my ideas hadn't worked, that you better get some new ideas, buddy girl, you know, like stop going back to the same well for different water, excuse me. And the first indication that there were other ideas for me was in Bill's story when he says that no words can describe the loneliness and despair I found in that bitter morass of self-pity, quicksand stretched around me in all directions. I had met my match. I had been overwhelmed. Alcohol is my master. So finally, Nancy P. comes to the conclusion that I'm powerless over food and my life is unmanageable. Finally, you know, 5 decades in. And then a few weeks later, when we were in this, with my sponsor, when we were in this chapter, I read this paragraph in when I was meeting with her, and I have a note in my book that says, this works for them, maybe it will work for me. And the idea that worked wasn't the God thing. As an agnostic, that never worked for me, ever once. But it says elsewhere in this chapter, choose something that does work. And I had to, you know, harness the power and the strength of what it says in this book and what I learned from my fellows and my sponsor. I had to harness all that, you know, concentrate it in, you know, a tiny little package and something that would work for me. What will work for me? I don't care about belief. Belief or don't believe, just get something that works. And, you know, this paragraph was the second half, the only hard thing that I did. Putting the food down wasn't very hard. Getting a food plan wasn't hard. Working the steps wasn't even hard. The only hard thing that I did, truly hard, was one thing. Say it with me. Surrender, surrender, surrender. And once I did that, it was like this magic key that opened up and all the walls changed from being a, you know, dungeon, gross, moldy old place and damp and horrible to a day spa, someone working on my feet and my hands at the same time. I mean, what could be better than that? So what I did was every single thing that I was told to do immediately and as hard as I could, every single thing without question. I just did what I was told. And luckily the person that was telling me to do the stuff was an excellent, she knows the book and was an excellent sponsor. I will say she wasn't my friend. She isn't my friend and probably will never be my friend, but she was a kick-ass sponsor and she knew the book and I'm forever grateful to her. And, you know, anybody that's having trouble, do this stuff wholeheartedly. Do what your sponsor says, every bit, immediately and as hard as you can. Full-time job, lots of kids, pets, you know, house, you know, grocery shopping and all that. That'll be done. And I promise you on my family's life that if you do, your life will be filled with joy and light just like mine is. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Nancy P. from Massachusetts. Up next is Karen K.
This is Karen KZ in Missouri. You think, was it me? I think I was before Karen.
Yes, ma'am, it was you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I love this paragraph, and I especially love the part that our ideas did not work, but the God idea did. And I, too, had a great faith, and I, you know, practiced, you know, in a church. I did all that stuff. But this program has opened up a God that is beyond anything I could ever fathom before. And the idea of totally trusting and relying on that power and giving up trying to manage and control myself and everything in my life and everybody in my life and every situation in my life, it's such a relief. It's such a relief because trying to manage and control people just doesn't work. And trying to even figure out what I need to do doesn't work. But I was given a prayer that I say every single day and I say often through the day. It really is, I do say, God, take me over. Please take me over. Think your thoughts through me. Speak your words through me and act your actions through me for your glory, for my healing and the healing of the world. And that's an invitation. That's an invitation for something greater than me, something greater than human beings or human anything, to come in and take over what I think, what I speak, and what I do. And then the miracles and the way that the good things show up in my life, I just am still in awe and I'm still amazed. All day long I'm saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And it isn't me that's making it happen. And I get that now. I am not this all-powerful thing. And life is so much easier. And I love all the people on the meeting because everybody's sharing the way this program works for them, the way we use this big book. There's something I get from everybody. So I'm just incredibly grateful to be a part of this group. And thank you, everybody. And I pass.
Well, thank you. Karen KZ from Missouri. All right, up next, we're going to Texas. Hanietta R., followed by Loretta H.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I want to thank you, Jen, for your service. I want to thank Alita Anita L. for a wonderful opening presentation. And today's my belly button birthday. I'm 74 today. And everybody kept asking me yesterday, I'm a substitute teacher. The kids are all saying, what are you going to do? What are you doing? I keep thinking, I'm thinking to myself, go to a meeting, stay abstinent. And go about my day. And but I believe that I can give everyone a blessing today. So I want to bless everyone with abstinence, peace, serenity, a beautiful way of life. And anybody that's on the phone that is going to fast tomorrow, have a meaningful, easy fast. And we should all be sealed for a book in the book of life for a wonderful year. Okay, now, this paragraph. Wow, what a little, small but mighty paragraph. And I just love that it says, our ideas did not work. My ideas. I put everything in the first person. My ideas did not work. But God's idea did. And it is so true. You know, I love the fact that I have a God in my life and that he takes care of me and that there's usually only one set of footsteps in the sand and they're not mine, that I crawl up into his big fluffy white hands of clouds and he carries me everywhere because I can't do this alone. I can never do it alone. And I can only do it with God's help and guidance. I give him all of me, you know, the stuff that's not so good, you know, I have imperfections and I give them to him and he takes them from me one at a time. I can go back and look when I write things down and say, yes, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's gone and that one's gone and that one's gone. And thank you, God, for everything. I want to thank this group for everything. I just love being a part of you all. And I listen every day I can. And when I can't listen, I feel like there's really something missing in my life. And it's you guys. I miss you guys in my life when I can't be on the line. So thank you for letting me share. My whole life is a miracle. And don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. You never know when that miracle is going to happen. So if you're struggling or new, please keep coming back. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you for your service, Jen.
Thanks so much, Hania, to R from Texas. Happy birthday. Up next, we have Loretta.
I'm to R, and the compulsive, I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm sorry, Mike.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, up next we have Loretta H. followed by Karen K. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning, Jen, the gem, and all of you along with my precious God. You are saving my life, Loretta H., and welcome to the newcomer. Keep coming back because if it works for a wretch like me, it'll work for all of you. Okay, so the God idea would and could if it were sought. And I came in as an agnostic. Today I have a God and their relationship. That's the most important thing. And it's the connection with him. And I don't understand him, but I stand under him. And it has given me that life. You know, the bedevilments are the promises of the disease. And the promises of our sobriety and our abstinence and being emotionally sober are the promises. And we suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. And that was really when I came into the rooms. At first, it was my sponsor. At first, it was a tree. At first, it was a horse. But it was something bigger than me. And that had to be the most important thing in the world that it is bigger. God, N-O God, no peace. No God, K-N-O-W God, and I get engulfed and embraced by peace. And that's so that I don't have to take a piece. Isn't that amazing? So I don't have to take a piece out of you, or, and I'm an anorexic also, out of me, because that's what I do when I'm in my dis-ease. So I'm just so grateful today that I do have this relationship with God, and it's something that has developed over, I've been in program now 24 years, but it takes time, it takes effort, and it also takes a lot of work in the program and to, you know, look at the bedevilments and then look at the promise next to it. And I'm just going to start with the first one. We had trouble with relationships. We lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows, self-seeking Muslims. We cannot control emotional natures. We will comprehend the word serenity and know peace. And with that, I pass. In surrender, God's sightings await. Thank you, Jen. You're loved. Bye.
Thanks, Loretta H. Good to hear from you this morning. All right. Up next, we have Karen K. But Karen, before you get started, let me just tell those who joined us on the line a little late where we're at. We're in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're in the chapter titled We Agnostics. We're on page 52. We're on that third paragraph. It says, when we saw others solve their problems, and it ends with, but the God idea did. We're commenting on that one paragraph only. So Karen K., go right ahead.
Thanks. Good morning. This is Karen K., compulsive overeater in Virginia. And these three sentences really tell my story. My experience in OA is that in the beginning, I heard others solving their problems, but I tuned out the whole idea of God and the spiritual experience. I just didn't want that to be my solution. And I truly now can see that I just hadn't admitted my powerless over food. So I continued to come to meetings because deep down I knew OA was where I belonged, and I truly believe my higher power kept me in the rooms. However, I just wasn't willing to go there about God or spirituality. But after many years, I knew that my ideas didn't work. I tried everything that I was willing to try to stop this food problem. And for me, not until I was literally dying and defeated, willing to entertain the idea of God and to give God a chance. And lo and behold, you know, for me, the God idea worked. And I was able to fully follow this program as it was written, but also to experience the most beautiful spiritual experience that, for whatever reason on my journey, I just wasn't able to connect for many, many years. So thank you so much for letting me share. I love this super tiny paragraph. And to the newcomer, keep coming back. It really does work, and I'm so grateful to be able to share that today. And I pass.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Karen Kay from Virginia. All right, folks. Well, although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share and share the air. Every third day is what they're asking so that others can share their experience, strength, and hope too. So I'll take first name and first initial of your last name of those who would like to share. Go right
Lisa
ahead.
Lisa B. in South Carolina.
Ryan G. in Los Angeles.
Ruvane H., Israel.
Israel. Okay, hold on just a second. Is it Ruvane H.? Could you spell that for me, please?
Sure. R-E-U, V as in Victor, E-N.
And it's H. Okay, thank you so much. I couldn't grasp that. So Lisa B, Roz G, Reuben H, who else?
Karen W.
Another Karen. Karen. And then everybody else is kind of on top of each other. So if you can say your name again, that would be great.
Carmela.
Somebody from Colorado is completely garbled. All I heard was from Colorado. Try again.
Charlene.
Lynn S. And Charlene. We'll see who we have time for. I'm so sorry I didn't grab everybody. This is who I heard, clearly. Lisa B., Roz G., Reuben H., Karen, Carmela, Lynn. So let's start with you all. If we have time for other people, we'll grab a couple more names at the end, but I think this is going to take us out. So Lisa B., go right ahead.
Oh, good morning, Jen. My name is Lisa B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in South Carolina, and I do spell my name L-E-S-A. I love when they talk about the simple reliance, and it made me think of Bill, you know, on page 14, simple but not easy, a price had to be paid. It meant destruction of self-centeredness, and that's the solution, and that's how I solve my problems, or God solves my problems, by going through this work. But, you know, these are words just coming out of my mouth, you know, and listening to all of you has been so amazing. But I feel like I'm having a whole nother deeper spiritual awakening, you know, in my recovery. It's like I've really needed to dig in deep to this simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe. And, you know, that doesn't happen by me sitting in a corner doing prayer and meditation, although that's wonderful. And journaling is wonderful. But, you know, the big book tells me that it's a program of action. It's a spiritual program of action. And that's why I'm so grateful for the 12 steps. And again, those are just simple words coming out of my mouth. But I can't tell you how much I stand on those words. And I have to live in these action steps every day. Because the disease is progressive. I do see that. I see it in my emotional state. And when situations and challenges happen that I have no control over, I have to really hunker down into this work. And there is no coasting here for this compulsive overeater. But there is joy and freedom and liberation as I dig into this work. And I'm grateful for my fellows that I share my inventories with. And when I do get some feedback that I can hear God speaking through, and sometimes little dust bunnies come up in my program, in my inventories. And I'm telling you, if I didn't do this work, these dust bunnies would pile up and I don't know what would happen. But I have to just keep getting into deeper that the God idea works. It's the God idea that works. It's not my ideas. It's the God ideas. So I just keep showing up. I'm so grateful to be abstinent and to be recovered and to have neutrality and to have some emotional sobriety and deeper spiritual awakening. So, and to have joy. So I'm very grateful. Thank you. I pass.
Thanks so much, Lisa B. Up next is Roz G, followed by Reuben H. Good morning, Roz. Go right ahead.
Okay, good morning, Jen. I forgot what place I was in. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California, with a little bit of a cough, maybe a lot of cough. You know, the people that get my attention the most are the people who tell me what it was like and what happened, and what it's like today. Because I need to identify with problems that compulsive eating caused. I need to hear that people had bloating, diarrhea, gastric problems, headaches, had a hard time walking, were obese. I need to hear that. Because as a churchgoer, I would hear a lot of pastors' wives talking about how all the good they did, and they did that for their husband, and that for this, and that, this, that, this. I'd just sit there and go, why am I not like that? And when I came to the 12-step rooms, people were telling real stuff. They were talking about it, but then they talked about God, and that they had to come to a, like the book says, a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe. And I could see the power of God in a changed life. Excuse me. And, you know, I'm willing to do the same. I'm willing to turn around and talk about what it was like for me. You know, I had a lot of hard digestive problems, and I had to have 2 surgeries because I was over-exercising. And all of that was because I wanted to be thin and pretty and, oh, my God, and validated. And, oh, just, you know, all that crap that went before compulsive overeating. And today, my life is so much different. As I've heard before, first thing in the morning is I give myself to God. Do I do it perfectly? No, but I sure try. And I have a white flag of surrender that I got from an AA banquet once. They were like the table decorations, and it's in my bedroom. And I look at that flag and I say, I surrender my life to you today, God. It works so much better. And when things come to me that I don't, you know, push over for, when I just simply rely and ask God, it works so much better than when I'm trying to fix things and solve things. The God idea works. I love Overeaters Anonymous. I love 12-step programs. And I feel a kinship and an identification with you people than I don't do with anyone else. So I thank you for letting me share in my past.
Thank you so much, Roz G. Up next, we have Reuven H. from Israel, then Karen, and then Carmela.
Yeah, thank you for letting me share, and I appreciate your service and everyone's service on this meeting, and to be able to comment on the paragraph. Strange thing as I'm trying to think of the right words to come out with everything. It's been a journey. This whole paragraph and this whole program for me has been a journey. I'm 71 years old now. I started this program when I was 35 years old. I've had much less period of abstinence and God serenity than I had the opposite. It's been a journey. You know, for me, this paragraph also comes after that when many hundreds, on page 51, when many hundreds of people are able to say that the consciousness of the presence is of God is today the most important fact of their lives, they present a powerful reason why one should have faith. And that's kind of like on this one when it said, our ideas did not work, but the God idea did. Because I see people in this program who have been relieved of the obsession, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater today, and I'm identifying with the God idea relieving me of my obsession. However, it's quite different than I think I came in with over the years. And that is, I mean, I was once waiting in line with my wife at a play, and someone overheard me talking with my wife, and they said, boy, they didn't even know me. They said, boy, you have more ideas than God. And it was true, because even in this program, I didn't get that God consciousness is a full-time job. It's not something that you put on the thing. And the last thing I want to say is just in terms of how my faith is supporting me now. You know, in our faith, sometimes we say, I don't want to offend anybody, don't confuse Jews with Judaism. And I've had to really look past how Jews practice Judaism to what really is my faith is telling me. And that's why the big book, when it says that, you know, seek from religious people. But I've had to really do a whole change. And my life is about getting that connection with God. And it also helped that I'm now four times relapsed from cancer. And I'm still alive today by the grace of God. My life is better than it's ever been. And it really takes moment to moment prayer, meditation, surrender. Because I wanted to tell God what to do, and he jokes with me a lot and says, are you still trying to butt into my business here? Because I do that all the time still. And it's a struggle.
Thank you, Reuben.
People I care, I listen. Thank you very much for letting me share.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Reuben, R-E-U-V-E-N-H from Israel. Up next, we have Karen, followed by Carmela. Karen, what's the first initial of your last name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, this is Karen W. from Katy, Texas. A compulsive overeater. Excuse me. I love this paragraph. I'm not a religious person. I feel like I'm a spirit of the universe. Because when I walk outside, you know, seeing the stars, the butterflies, the bees, the trees, I'm a nature person, and I feel comfort. And for me, when I relapsed, it was my thinking that got me in trouble. So I have to thank God when I wake up in the morning and listen to the meetings, because I hear God from each one of you. I feel guidance. And also when I write, I feel a power grow in me. And I need to talk to my God, my spirit of the universe on a regular basis, because when I listen to my own brain, I get myself in trouble. And so I have to seek God on a daily basis and rely on him on a daily basis. And then my life becomes joyful, filled with love, hope, and you know, not thinking about food. And that is so wonderful to, you know, not be consumed with that horrible habit, and to be able to have hobbies and go do things with people and not be stuck at home stuffing my face. And I'm so grateful for this morning meeting. I love starting my day with a meeting and listening and growing, hopefully. So I thank you, and I send love to all, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Karen W. from Texas. Up next, we have Carmela G. Go right ahead, Carmela.
Thank you so much, Jen. And thank you all for being on the line and walking this journey with me. Carmela G., gratefully on the journey, day by day, to get to that peace and joy that I had for 11 years. And it took one day of taking back my will within the last few weeks and forgetting that God was in charge, and putting food as my master. And only through my connection with God and my relationship with God have I been able to maintain my abstinence for these past few days. And it is so grateful to remember, because I forgot how the God of my understanding loves me perfectly. I tell that to all the young ones in my family. I love you as your aunt, but God loves you perfectly. And so when I first journeyed 11 years ago, I had to put God on my amends list and apologize, because as a woman of faith, I thought I was equal to him. And then in disease, I thought I was above him and knew better. And that thought slipped back in my mind and I acted on it. And I am now reminded he is there, he loves me, and he's like a parent when their child learns how to drive and they're out there socializing with their friends and the mom is sitting up waiting till the children come home again. They wait with love in their heart, but they allow them their free choice and independence with some guidance throughout. I had the guidance through this wonderful program, and I discarded them and still chose. So today I pray that I will maintain my journey and not forget and not take my will back again. And with that, I pass, and thank you so much.
Perfect timing. Thanks so much, Carmela G. Looks like that's all the shares we're going to be able to get to for today. If you didn't get an opportunity to share, stick on for the second unrecorded hour study. So thank you to everybody who participated in the meeting today, who did service, who shared, and thank you all for coming. You're valuable to us as well. So today, the share ID, if you want to write it down, for Friday, October 11th, 2024, is the following. It's 21,823. 21823. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So will Elizabeth D. please unmute and read a vision for you.
Good morning. Can I be heard?
You can.
Elizabeth D., recovered in the Boston area. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
I'm sorry. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.